Peter Lorre from HRTV with us here on WBAL. Let's go back to Golden Sense and Team Doug O'Neill. We got to know Doug very well in Baltimore for a couple of weeks last year. What a charismatic guy. And it kind of was overwhelming, his personality. He ended with a thud in New York last year, to say the least, with what an opportunity they had to kind of win the hearts and minds of the American public when it comes to horse racing, with Olive Another last year winning the first two runs to the Belmont Stakes last year. What is his standing right now, Doug O'Neill, with the horse racing world?
Wow, that's kind of a tough question. That's why I love you, Brett. You asked the tough question.
Oh, thank you.
As far as Doug is concerned, you know what? The one thing I know about the racing community is, you know, they can get on somebody really quick, and then it may be in the back of their minds, but they kind of move on with the business. Doug, I know him. He is one of the nicest guys you are ever going to want to meet. I think it was a tough thing that he's gone through the last couple of years. He was not convicted. In fact, he was proven innocent of what they were claiming he had done or not done. As far as Golden Sense is concerned, I mean, he and his assistant trainers, the whole camp known as Team O'Neill, they take everything in stride. They've always believed in this horse. I loved him in the Sham. I loved him in the Santa Anita Derby. As far as what happened in the San Felipe, I got a chance to interview Doug prior to the Santa Anita Derby for HRTV and the race prior. And he was quite candid. He said as far as the San Felipe was concerned, it was human error. And then he prefaced by saying, but not jockey error. He felt that he himself, the other owners on the team, gave Kevin Krieger way too much information, too much conflicting information. When what they should have said is, Kevin, you know the horse, you know how to ride him, ride your race. And that's exactly what he did in the Santa Anita Derby. And as we know, the rest is history. He beat Flashback, who obviously is off the trail now, decisively. And they were 8.5 lengths in front of the third horse in the race, Super 99. So I think he's proven that he deserves to be here. His style does fit the race, contrary to what a lot of people might think. He's got speed, but he can sit. And if he can sit, it's going to make him dangerous. But, Brett, you and I both know many a time, plan doesn't always go the way they're hoping. So that's the big factor. If they can get Golden Sense to sit, he's going to be very dangerous.
What about this field as a whole, Peter? Is it a deep field? I talked to one horse guy in town here who thinks this is a really good field.
It's a tremendous field. I think there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. And when I say that, I mean there are a lot of horses who have demonstrated they deserve to be here. Now, the question is, as always, how many of them can get a mile and a quarter? Breeding says that most of them can, but what's on paper doesn't always transfer to the racetrack. Several horses have gotten the mile and eighth distance. Several of them got it not only on the dirt, but on the synthetic track. So I guess you just have to ask yourself at this point, or at least I would, who's the most battle-tested? And that's why I'm going with a horse for Todd Pletcher, who is not Verrazano, but a horse by the name of Revolutionary, Elliot Walden's Windstar Farm. I was down at Louisiana Fairgrounds for Louisiana Derby, and this horse proved, just like he did back in February in the Withers at Aqueduct, he can get in all kinds of trouble and still win. He was taking dirt all over the place. He was sitting 12 lengths back in the first quarter of the race, and he was able to get up and get the job done. I realize that the buyers were not as huge as some of the other horses in the race, but I'm one of those people that believes buyers are one thing, what they do on the racetrack is the other. And I really think Revolutionary has got a huge, huge shot. In fact, if you're a bet man, Brett, and we know you are, I'm going to put an exacta Golden Sense, Revolutionary, I'm boxing them, because I think if Golden Sense gets the trip they're hoping for, he's going to get first run on the top of the stretch, that long stretch at the Twin Spires. Now we find out if he's good enough. If he can't quite go the entire mile quarter after that war, I think Revolutionary is the most likely to come get it.
Peter, two more quick questions. You know I'm going to ask you about a long shot in this race, so you want to step up to the plate with that one now? at least 15 or worse to one.
Oh, okay. All right. I can do that. I can do that. If I was going to have to take a long shot in the race, I will give you two. How's that? I'll give you two.
That's fair.
One of them is a horse that I don't want to call him the wise guy horse, but he's a horse that everyone keeps looking at and saying, maybe he is that good. Eddie Pleas has got a horse by the name of It's My Lucky Day. He was a horse that won on January 1st a new race called the Gulfstream Park Derby at Gulfstream Park. And he went on to beat Shanghai Bobby in, obviously, the next race. I'm believing that was the Fountain of Youth. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm trying to see if I can quickly scan this thing for you. But I think that he's got a huge shot. I mean, he's just an extremely game horse. He went against the bias every time he comes in. It was the Holy Bull, actually. He won the Holy Bull, defeating Shanghai Bobby. He went against Orb. It appeared at the eighth pole. He made a bold move on the stretch in the Florida Derby, and it looked like he was going to win. And Orb just gunned him down on the square and got the job done by 2 3/4 lengths. I like the horse a lot for Eddie Plisa. This is another that I wouldn't be surprised if you get a huge price on him. You get 15, 20 to 1. And I think if you're going to be using your pick fours, you might want included.
And finally, Peter, I think I read this week that Gary Stevens has a mount in this race. Is that true?
Yes. Gary Stevens has got a mount in everything these days.
I don't get it. I mean, I talked to him last year at the Preakness.
Really?
He's been out of the game for a while.
Have you watched him ride, sir?
Yes, I have.
He is riding better. I've always put a lot into it. It's just me, but I've always put a lot into how a guy sits, how he looks on a horse. And for my money, prior to his comeback, and I've said this publicly on many occasions, nobody sat better on a racehorse than Gary Stevens. I just think he looks perfect. He's aerodynamic. He's strong. He came back. He's 50 years old. He had
But why? Knees. Why, Peter? He's 50 years old. I just don't get it.
He just felt like he wanted to do it. You know, it's funny. He was interviewed by, I don't remember who it was, but they asked him that same question. And they said, why did you go back to work? And he says, you know what? I'm not working. I'm retired. This is fun to me. Absolute fun. I asked him prior to when he started just absolutely picking him off at Santa Anita. We interviewed him on Race Day America. And I asked him point blank, you know, what is going on? What do you attribute this to? And he used a baseball analogy as best. He said, you know what? I'm like a baseball player who just came off, and I'm seeing the ball really well. He goes, my eye, the ball, the bat, everything is going at the right time. And when in this day and age, a guy with his experience, you know, he's been to the dance several times. He's got a couple of winner's circle pictures from this big, big race. He can anticipate where everybody's going a second before they do. I've watched him. I've watched head-on shots at Santa Anita on several races around the country. You can look at him, split second, he knows where he's going and he anticipates first. And he's not whipping the daylights out of these horses. He's using his head and he's using his hands. And the last guy I can think of who was one of the great hands and head riders of all time was a guy by the name of Bill Shoemaker.
That's pretty good company. We're way late here, Peter, unfortunately, but I could talk horse racing all night with you. You know that. Cannot wait for Saturday. They'll do it for the 139th time for the Roses at Churchill Downs. Peter Laurie from Horse Racing Television. Peter, thank you so much.